Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight, where we discuss important issues impacting family, freedom, and life at the intersection of faith, government, and culture. Here's your host, Karen Bowling.
Protecting faith-based adoption and foster care agencies are so important. We've got some good news to report. Both Kansas and Oklahoma just passed legislation to do so. Joining me today in studio is Hallie Hamilton, our communications director. Hallie, you've been very involved in the issue of protecting faith-based adoption and foster care agencies. What's at risk and what's the history here? Is there a need to do it in the first place?
There's definitely a need, Karen. So what we've seen the last 10 years or so in this country is a move towards cutting contracts with faith-based adoption and foster care agencies. This has happened in Boston, Washington, D.C., Illinois, and more recently in Philadelphia, where the state has discontinued its contracts with Bethany Lutheran Services or with Catholic Social Services. And these agencies have incredible success rates in placing difficult-to-place children in families, with recruiting great families to place foster children in that are going to be safe, loving, meet their needs, and provide for them in a variety of ways. So we see the value that faith-based adoption and foster care agencies really bring to the table when it comes to foster care and adoption. However, there are some laws that have been passed or the Supreme Court ruling on same-sex marriage that are starting to impact the ability of those agencies to do their work according to their faith. And we really believe that faith-based child welfare agencies shouldn't be forced to choose between abandoning their faith or abandoning the children and families they serve. So we're really excited about what's been happening in Kansas and Oklahoma, who've recently taken legislative action to protect the work of faith-based adoption foster care agencies.
It is important that we protect these agencies because every child deserves to be in a home with a mom and a dad. Join us tomorrow as we continue the conversation in protecting faith-based child welfare, foster, and adoption agencies.